Bieber Pickles.
Thank you. So today's theme is crime and punishment. And so I took that literally. And I'm going to talk about how I was arrested. The only time that I've been arrested. It's actually funny because in 8 days will be 6 years ago that I was arrested. Funnier, I was arrested across the street in the Slow Brew Alley. I was 19, and I remember I was working at the movie theater that's around the corner on Marsh Street, the Downtown Center Cinemas, and I worked as an usher, and I was sweeping up popcorn, and I remember thinking, this is an awful day. The anniversary of my great-grandpa is coming up, and I was really close to him, and that bent me out of shape that I was just, like, in this terrible place at this job that I hated. And I was like, I'm just going to get real drunk. That's a great idea. I went to Slow Brew to go see a concert, and my friend had a huge jug of rum, like Sailor Jerry's or Seagram's or something. It was brown. It was brown, and it was real potent kind of stuff. So I was like, well, that's a great coincidence because I kind of wanted to get totally gone. And so I remember being in the alley, and we're real cool, like drinking it like this, like we're hillbillies. And it had that little handle on it, and it was real big. And so we're drinking it. We didn't care. We didn't care that, like, it was probably super obvious we weren't 21 and also super obvious that it was an iced tea. And I just remember I was just getting really drunk. And I remember thinking, like, oh, I have to stop drinking now because I'm a little teetery. And I was, and he said, oh, just have one more drink for the road, man. Like, you're getting picked up by your aunt. It's cool. And I was like, you know, you're right. I'll have one more drink. Don't remember anything after that. Now, this is where it becomes eyewitness account. My friends said that they go outside, and I have this look on my face like I'm in a fugue state, like I'm on planet Zebulon, like I'm not there, I'm in a different dimension. And they were like, whoa, dude, you need water, that's what you need. So they came here to get water for me. And so they go and they come in here to get water with another friend of mine that... like everybody convened on this, like, oh, we all know her and that's bad. We gotta do something about this. She can't stand up. So they go get me water here and they go back across the street. And in some weird way, it was crazy. It was like, oh, I was just there minding my own business. And then all of a sudden there was like so many cops. So many cops. There was 4 bike cops, 2 cop cars, and they need cops to drive those cars, so there's more than 4 cops. There's like at least 6 here. And they're just totally like freaked out about this. They're like, oh no, because they're underage and drinking too, and they're like, oh, I don't want to go down with the ship. And they ask my friends, do you know this girl? And they're like, no. I thought she needed help. Give this to her, water. I'm going back inside. Because they didn't want to go down with the ship. And so apparently what I did to make the cops go, hey, that's a problem, was I finished off that entire jug and then threw it against the wall and then went, check this out, threw myself on the ground and rolled in glass. And I was like, it's like snow angels. I didn't cut myself. I was wearing a real heavy leather jacket like this, not the same one. But I was just rolling up in this glass, and then a bike cop goes by and was like, that's an issue. And so he calls for backup, and they swarm everywhere, like a bunch of killer bees or something. And so again, this is all eyewitness account. I remember none of it. This is through other people. The people I was with that I was drinking with got let off because they aren't mouthy bitches like me. They go, son, have you been drinking tonight? Yes, sir, said my friend. I'm like, all right, I'm going to have to ask you to give over the alcohol. I would, sir, if she hadn't finished it and threw the jug against the wall. All right, do you have anything else on you? I have this beer. Okay, son, we're going to ask you to pour it out in front of us. So we did, and he goes, all right, well, I'm going to let you go because you've been cooperative. He turns to me. I'm still on the ground laughing my ass off. Okay, ma'am, I'm going to have to ask you to get up. No. Ma'am, I'm really going to have to ask you to get up. All right, fuck it. And I try to get up and I fall back down on the glass. And he was like, you're a danger to yourself. And I was like, you're a danger. So he put handcuffs on me. And that made me real mad because then I couldn't get up. I was just like a turtle that couldn't get off its back, wallowing around in broken glass. And I got real mad and start flailing around like a fish out of water. And he's like, I'm going to have to ask you to calm down, ma'am. And I was like, you calm down. Real great retorts here from me. And so they pick me up. And they throw me on the car and they're frisking me. And then I attracted a crowd by this point. Everybody comes out and goes, dude, there's someone being arrested in the alley. Way more interesting than the show. So everybody goes out. Everybody's watching, including my friends. They came out and they're like, oh, my God. She's so mouthy. Of course she's being arrested. She's mouthier than she usually is while drunk. Hence why I don't drink anymore. So they're standing there watching this all go down, and I just scream at them, kind of looking in their general direction. Hey guys, it's all right. I got a ride. My hands aren't up like this. They're like this. And then the cops try to put me in the car, and I was like, you'll never take me alive, suckers. And then I just start doing this, kicking and fighting the cops. Really glad they didn't tack on that charge with me. So they put me in the car somehow, and I vaguely remember this. I vaguely remember being on the car and in the car. And they take me to the county jail. And then that's where I became alive again. And I was like, where am I? I'm in a jail right now, and there's a phone. And I didn't know what to do. And so I started knocking on the glass, being real polite. And they hate me. They stare at me. I'm like, why do they hate me? Later, I found out why they hate me. I look around. There's dudes in orange jumpsuits to my left. One guy, I'm not going to say anything, but I'll just show you what I was seeing. I was like, I need to get out of here right now. And then the other dude tattoos all over his face, just doing this. I was like, I need to get out of here. And I was like, excuse me, there's a business card in my purse. Can you get it out and just hold it against the window? Nope. Can I have a blanket? The AC's all the way on. Nope. Can I have a pillow? Nope. You're going to sleep on that concrete slab and like it, Missy. Okay. So I didn't remember a phone number to call to get out of here. And I only remember my ex-boyfriend's phone numbers. So that's great. Every single one of my exes calls me the next day. They're like, what happened? What did you hear? Well, on my voicemail, it says, you have a collect call from the county jail from, oh God, please help. And so I had to explain that to all my exes the next day. So finally, the only person that picked up was my grandpa. So he came and got me. And they give me my reports. They fingerprinted me. And they were like, we just need you to look at your mugshot and say that's you. And my mugshot was me wearing a tuxedo shirt and a leather jacket, one eye open in the middle of falling. Great stuff right there. So he drives me home and it's 2 or 3 a.m. He goes, what happened? And I said, well, I had a bad day and things got a little out of hand. And he was like, yeah, a little bit. And so I had to deal with that. I went to court. I was on informal probation. I did my time. I proved myself that that's not who I really am. I don't just go insane and fight cops all the time. I went through informal probation. I got off on my 21st birthday, and I didn't get in trouble again. And I haven't been in trouble since, and so I got it expunged. And so that was my interaction with crime and punishment, and that kept me out of crime and away from punishment. Thank you very much.